Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the station you turn to first for live team coverage of breaking news. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 8 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Disaster emergency declared for several Kansas counties. We have the story.
City officials want to crack down on crime in Old Town. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
Possible human remains found in North Wichita. I'm Dan O'Neill.
I'm Rodney Price. Those caught dumping trash illegally in Wichita will face steep fines. Hear what the Wichita City Council approved on Tuesday. Coming up.
A verbal state of disaster emergency for Kansas counties impacted by flooding has been issued by Governor Kelly's office. Monday, several counties west of Salina experienced heavy rains of as much as a foot in some places. Areas in south central Kansas also included. The Kansas Division of Emergency Management has partially activated the State Emergency Operations Center in Topeka to monitor the flooding and assist counties with any potential need.
Possible human remains found in a North Wichita neighborhood.
The discovery was made Monday afternoon in the 2800 block of North Mascot. That's near 25th in Arkansas. A family cleaning out a building found the remains in an oil change pit, which was partially submerged in water. Homicide detectives say they are investigating the case as a suspicious death. However, additional information has not yet been released. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
The Wichita City Council has approved increased fines in association with illegal dumping in the city.
Since 2018, almost 11,000 illegal dump sites have been cleaned up by contractors, costing the city over $1.5 million. Prosecuting these crimes have been challenging, with nearly half of the charges dismissed due to lack of proof. Councilmember Brandon Johnson said illegal dumping is a major problem.
What we've seen, just like Councilmember Hoheisel, I've had several neighborhood people send videos. Chris, you know that. I've sent them to you too. And people are just really frustrated. And I think $1,000 minimum is a really good deterrent, hopefully, to stop people from doing that.
The council increased the mandatory fine to a minimum of $1,000 and no more than $1,500 for a first conviction, and not less than $1,500 and no more than $2,500 for a second conviction. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
The city will also install surveillance cameras at locations where illegal dumping frequently occurs.
And the city of Wichita wants to crack down on crime in Old Town. The city council voting yesterday to tighten enforcement, keeping those convicted of violent crimes from returning to the area. Police Captain Aaron Moses says this is one more way to keep Old Town safe.
We all saw incidents in the last 6 months that draw extreme public attention to the Old Town area. And we certainly feel that any additional restriction we can place to help people feel safe in that area is important. From the police department's perspective, having another tool in the tool belt to try to keep problem people out of the area while they work on changing their behavior is beneficial.
Anyone convicted of a violent crime in Old Town faces a fine of up to $2,500 and up to a year in jail.
Israel is facing backlash for its strike against Hamas leaders in Qatar Tuesday. Fox's Ashley Strohmeyer has more.
The Qatari government saying, quote, "This criminal attack constitutes a flagrant violation of all international laws and norms and a serious threat to the security and safety of Qataris and residents of Qatar." Families of hostages still being held by Hamas told the AP that the prospect of their return now faces greater uncertainty than ever. And President Trump had this to say.
I'm not thrilled about the whole situation. It's not a good situation.
Trump wrote on Truth Social that he immediately directed Special Envoy Steve Witkoff to inform the Qataris of the impending attack, but he was unfortunately too late to stop that attack.
Hamas says while five lower-level members were killed, its top leaders survived the strike, but they did not offer any evidence of that. Two Michigan men have been arrested following a gas station robbery in Ellis in northwest Kansas. The men allegedly stole around $1,500 from a Casey's. Suspects were later located in Lyman, Colorado, along with evidence linking them to other robberies along I-70 in Kansas. KNSS News Time now, 8:04, 4 minutes past 8 o'clock.
And we'll be taking a look at a pretty successful beginning of the season for Wichita State women's golf. We'll have that coming up in sports.
The happiest state in the U.S. That story and more coming up on the KNSS Morning News. KNSS News Time now, 8:07, 7 minutes past 8 o'clock. Dramatic video shows the moment nearly 70 shipping containers fell off a cargo ship Tuesday and were left bobbing in the ocean at the port of Long Beach in California. The containers were stationed at Pier G, that is, and belonged to the vessel Mississippi, according to a report by Fox LA. The U.S. Coast Guard set up a 250-yard safety zone as fire and police crews responded to the scene.
The man accused of murdering a Ukrainian refugee in Charlotte, North Carolina, is facing a new federal charge of committing murder on a mass transit system. Fox's Matt Finn reports.
The man accused of savagely stabbing to death 23-year-old Irina Zaritska on that light rail train faces the possibility of the death penalty. The alleged killer, DeCarlos Brown, was previously arrested at least 14 times and has an extensive violent criminal history. The U.S. attorney in the district where the killing happened announced a federal homicide case was opened because the killing happened on public transit. And the killing of Zaritska is being investigated as a possible civil rights violation if facts show it was racially motivated. President Trump blamed Democratic policies for Zaritska's death and promised his administration is going to fix it.
The suspect has reportedly been diagnosed with schizophrenia and is already facing charges of first-degree murder.
The jobs market grew at a slower rate through 2024. 911,000 fewer jobs were added, according to the Labor Department Tuesday. Fox's Jackie Heinrich at the White House.
This preliminary estimate of the annual benchmark revision shows the labor market might be weaker than we initially thought, but it comes after the president fired a top BLS official for a similar negative revision last month. The White House framed this news as evidence that President Trump was right to question the data and also said that he inherited a worse economy from Biden than was previously known, saying that the Federal Reserve needs to cut interest rates to get the U.S. out of this mess.
Final revisions for the report will come out in February.
The key to finding happiness in the United States might start with an aloha.
This new Wallet Hub report ranks the happiest states in America for 2025. The rankings are based on 30 metrics, including emotional and physical well-being, work conditions, and community support. At the top spot, it seems like it's very easy to be happy in Hawaii. Residents there have the highest rate of life satisfaction. Maryland came in second with its low unemployment rates. And if a nice ear of corn makes you happy, well, maybe you'd like Nebraska, the third happiest state. West Virginia came in last place in this report. From the 16th happiest state, New York, I'm John Saucier, Fox News.
And Kansas comes in at number 27. 8:10, 10 minutes past 8 o'clock.
Seems like when they don't know what to do with Kansas, they just kind of stick us somewhere in the middle.
Yeah.
He's a little lazy, but anyway, 27th. Right now in the Wichita area, there's some drivers on Kellogg that might not be entirely too happy. We got that road construction going on in the Central Business District, and it's got backups east and westbound. Right now, westbound seems to be a little bit further. That backup goes all the way back to somewhere between Hillside and Oliver. So watch for a bit of a slowdown there. Also watch if you're trying to exit from southbound I-235 onto westbound Kellogg. That kind of slow as well due to that construction. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS in the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center. I'm Jed Chambers.
Now the forecast with Storm Team 12 meteorologist Jake Dunn.
Prepare for isolated showers and storms to move through the area through midday. Nothing heavy nor severe expected. Partly cloudy and 81 this afternoon. South winds 10 to 20. Partly cloudy 64 tonight. Mostly sunny, breezy, and hot on Thursday. A high of 89. Copy and paste onto your Friday. More sunshine, more wind. Friday's high 90. That's your forecast from Storm Team 12. I'm meteorologist Jake Dunn.
Now a cloudy sky, southeast wind at 9 miles per hour, 65 degrees at Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. 8:12 now, 12 minutes past 8 o'clock with Steve and Ted on this Wednesday morning. And we've got some results out on the testing for U.S. High school students. And it's not good news. Let's put it that way. Fox News Radio's Jeff Benasso with us this morning. Jeff, we losing some ground there?
Well, high school reading and math scores for American 12th graders, Steve, has hit a 20-year low. This from a new report known as the Nation's Report Card by the National Center for Education Statistics and the Department of Ed, the nation's first such report cards released since COVID. You know, they talk about the lost generation due to those school lockdowns. This report shows that almost half of high school seniors are now testing below basic levels in math and reading. About 35% are at or above proficient reading levels, while about 32% of them had a below basic reading proficiency. By comparison, 37% of high school seniors were reading at or above proficiency in 2019, the last report card, and about 40% were at or above reading proficiency in 1992. In math, the report card shows about 22% of 12th graders performing at or above proficient standards. And the report card also looked at 8th graders and their science ability and found that about 31% of them were performing at or above proficient standards. The number of absent students in schools also rising among all age groups since the pandemic.
Well, I was looking at these. I heard about this yesterday, a little bit about it. I think, what's behind this? What's going on here? The kids are being not well educated, but Jeff, it sounds like a lot of it has to do with the dadgum pandemic that we had.
Yeah, it's a pandemic. It's, you know, perhaps parents aren't as involved as they should be. You know, educators, the Department of Ed says, you know, parents stay engaged and regularly check in with students and their teachers about missing any assignments as well as absences. Mm-hmm. Look, there's probably a lot of blame to go around. That's not my job. You know, a lot of people will be talking about whether it's parents or teachers, but the education secretary is really, she's blasting this report card. She calls it a devastating trend, saying that Americans, Linda McMahon, the education secretary, saying that American students are testing at historic lows across all of K-12, despite spending billions of dollars annually, or about $18,000 per student. She says that success isn't about how much money we spend, but who controls the money and where the money's going. She calls the system broken. Many developing nations spend far less than we do on students, yet they're blowing us out of the water on math, science, and reading scores. I can tell you here in Chicago, with over a $10 billion annual school budget, the latest schools report shows that in many schools here in Chicago, there are zero students who are proficient in either reading or math.
That's pretty disturbing right there. Wow. So it's not about spending the money. Something else is wrong. All right. Jeff, thanks for being with us this morning. As always, Fox News Radio's Jeff Benasso talking about the students not being, he said schools have no, but oh, wow. That is devastating. So what's the answer? Well, I'm not sure, but better get it solved. We don't need a bunch of poorly educated or uneducated people taking over for this country of ours. On this date, 62 years ago, 1963, 20 black students walked into public schools in Birmingham, Mobile, and Tuskegee, Alabama, after a standoff between the National Guard and Governor George Wallace. But the kids went to school and got that segregation thing at least corrected for that day there in those schools. Steve and Ted here on KNSS. It's 8:16 now here on this Wednesday morning, September 10th. Let's take a look at sports now with Ted Woodward, sir.
How about some minor league baseball? The Wichita Wind Surge trying to get a playoff spot. A six-game series will finish up the regular season in Corpus Christi against the Hooks at Whataburger Field. And game one went the way of Wichita. Nice effort. 4-0 win. Three pitchers combined on a two-hitter. Wichita's 13th shutout of the season. No ground lost nor gained. Tulsa won as well in 13 innings. So Wichita still 2 games behind Tulsa for a playoff spot. Now there's only 5 games to go in the season. Wichita at Corpus Christi again this evening. Let's take a look at Major League Baseball. The Kansas City Royals, same deal, trying to get a playoff spot. And down the stretch, it is not going well for the Royals. At Cleveland, couldn't get any offense going on Monday night. And last night, on 97.5 and 1240 KFH.
Head started first for Witt. The pitch. Swung on and missed. Strike three. And the ball game is over. Kate Smith finishes off the shutout for Joey Cantillo and the Guardians. And the Royals lose 2-0 at Progressive Field. The Royals have dropped the first two games of this pivotal four-game series in Cleveland. And tonight, the Royals were shut out on five total hits, all of them singles. And the Royals only got one base runner into scoring position. Joey Cantillo delivered a career-best eight innings, and it was eight shutout innings at that. Meanwhile, Noah Cameron was excellent. Seven innings of two-run ball. He tied his career best with seven innings. He tied his career best with eight strikeouts. But the Royals' offense could not give him any support. And the Royals lose by a final score of 2-0.
Three losses in a row for the Royals. Five wins in a row for Cleveland. Same two teams tonight on the shores of Lake Erie. 5:30 p.m. Listen to the Royals at Cleveland, and that's on 97.5 and 1240 KFH. Another red-hot team trying to get that playoff spot is the Texas Rangers. They win at home last night, beat the top team in the big leagues, the Milwaukee Brewers 5-4 for the second straight night. A huge home run for the Rangers from former Wichita Wind Surge outfielder Michael Hellman.
And there's a swing and a well-hit ball left field. Back goes Collins near the wall, and that is gone.
And he also made a catch in center field, preventing a two-run home run. Former Wind Surge outfielder Michael Hellman is Superman for the Texas Rangers this week. They beat the Brewers 5-4. The Rangers have won 13 of their last 17. They're only a game and a half behind the Mariners for that playoff spot with 16 games to go in the season. College women's golf. Wichita State with a great effort this week, finishing runner-up at the Payne Stewart Memorial in Springfield, Missouri. Highest team finish for the Shocker women's golf team in 3 years, and the third best team score in Shocker history. Great beginning to the fall season for Wichita State women's golf. And in men's golf, K-State wins on home links, finishing atop the Wildcat Invitational to begin the season up at Colbert Hills. K-State wins it for the fourth straight year. Five-stroke winner over South Dakota State. He stayed over the Jackrabbits to win the Wildcat Invitational in men's golf. College men's soccer. Newman University wins on the west side yesterday. A 4-1 victory over William Jewell. Back-to-back wins for Newman men's soccer. They're off to a 2-1 start on the season. It was 50 years ago on this day. A $750,000 fundraising campaign began for the Kansas Coliseum. Trying to get the Coliseum built, which they did, and it was our big sports venue for decades. 50 years ago today. And a happy birthday today to one of the great runners for the Chiefs in football, Kimball Anders, former Chiefs fullback, is 59 today. Spent his entire decade career with the Chiefs in the 1990s. He is in the Kansas City Chiefs Hall of Fame. Three straight Pro Bowl selections in the mid-90s. He averaged more than 4.5 yards a carry. For his career. That's pretty good.
Yeah, that is very good.
Career totals of 5,000 plus all-purpose yards, 18 touchdowns. He played 125 games at fullback, second most in Chiefs franchise history for a running back. Kimball Anders, Chiefs Hall of Famer. It's his birthday. He is 59 today. That's Sports with Steve and Ted, and Sports is brought to you by Wichita Brewing Company, featuring Yumpkin Pumpkin Ale. WBC's most popular seasonal beer. It's made with actual pumpkin and served with a spiced rim. Yumpkin Pumpkin. That's now available at Wichita Brewing Company. Pizza and beer made here.
Keep it here for the Hannity Morning Minute. Sean is disgusted with recent violence. That's on the way. Steve is hit in the morning here on KNSS.
This is Steve and Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward, 8:30 here on this Wednesday morning at 65 degrees. Two Wichita elementary schools have been sold. following approval Monday by the school board.
Clark and Payne Elementary Schools were closed as part of cutbacks in 2024. The board approved selling them both for just over $1 million. Clark Elementary was sold to Wichita Classical School, who plans to use the building for its 7th through 12th graders. Payne Elementary was sold to Prixis, which provides mental health, foster care support, and other support services for children. They plan to move into their building early next year following remodeling. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
The Wichita City Council has approved a pair of ordinances regarding noise nuisances and loud vehicles.
The amendment to the noise nuisance ordinance will clarify the process an organizer will take to request permission to exceed decibel levels. It will also clarify which city department will be responsible for enforcement. The city says vehicle noise, which is excessively loud, is a nuisance and illegal. The violation is an infraction with a minimum fine of $500 and a maximum fine of $1,500. Also during Tuesday's meeting, the council approved a $100,000 plan to install new signs at four city pool facilities. This year's funding will focus on Alley, Harvest, McAfee, and Orchard Pools. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
At today's meeting, the Sedgwick County Commission will approve a proclamation declaring Suicide Awareness Week and Month in the county. Commission Chair Ryan Beatty tells KNSS News.
Roughly 49,000 people nationally die by suicide every single year. And if you look at just Sedgwick County, 92 people died in 2024 by suicide. So every 11 minutes across the country, someone is perishing from suicide.
Beatty commented during his weekly appearance on the Steve and Ted of the Morning Show here on KNSS. A teacher in Salina has been arrested for allegedly supplying a student and possibly others with alcohol and THC products. Police say a parent became suspicious after seeing a text message between a 16-year-old boy and a teacher at South Middle School. The teacher, identified as 47-year-old Amanda Freeman, was arrested Tuesday, facing several charges. USD 305 is cooperating in the investigation. ICE agents are on the ground in Chicago as the Trump administration continues criticizing the city's handling of crime. Fox's Griff Jenkins is there with the story.
Operation Midway Blitz is surging in the Windy City. On Monday, Fox got an exclusive ride-along with ICE's deputy director, her agents apprehending a 43-year-old illegal alien from Mexico, convicted last year of sexually assaulting a child with force. He is facing a swift deportation. The operation was launched in honor of Katie Abraham, a young Chicago woman killed in January, allegedly by an illegal alien from Guatemala, accused of driving drunk. He is now awaiting trial.
It doesn't have to be one extreme or the other, and you don't go to your corners. If that's leadership, we have no leadership then.
Katie's father, heartbroken and angry at Illinois leaders refusing to work with the Trump administration.
ICE has a list of around 1,000 people it plans to detain. The New York Fire Department held its annual ceremony that has become a somber reflection of the lingering effect of the 9/11 terrorist attacks.
Tuesday, the FDNY added 39 names to its wall of firefighters who have died as a result of 9/11-related illnesses, which now totals more than 400. FDNY Commissioner Robert Tucker.
These losses continue to mount, and our heartbreak continues to grow.
The number of firefighters who have died from illnesses now surpasses the 343 lost on 9/11 itself. Still, despite the hurt, New York Mayor Eric Adams says there is a lesson we must continue to teach.
That this is the greatest country on the globe, and this city is representative of that.
Kevin Uretsky, Fox News.
Stephen, 10 in the morning, KNSS 850 here on a Wednesday morning. Three big things. Wichita officials want to keep people convicted of violent crime out of Old Town.
Two.
Wichita City Council passes illegal dumping ordinance with increased penalties.
One.
Possible human remains found in North Wichita. Detectives call it a suspicious death. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
We have a stalled out vehicle now. This is westbound on Kellogg between Oliver and Hillside. Watch for a slowdown around that in that between Oliver and Hillside on westbound Kellogg. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center. I'm Jad Chambers.
Partly sunny with a 50% chance for rain today and a high of 82 degrees. Mostly clear tonight, the overnight low 65. Thursday, sunny and warmer. Tomorrow's high up to 89 degrees. Now, cloudy sky. Southeast wind at 9 miles per hour. 65 degrees at Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Stock market is open for business this morning. The Dow is trading down by about 12 points. It was down by quite a bit more than that. It's been creeping back up. The S&P is up by 36, and the Nasdaq's ahead. It's almost 65 points. Exploration place. Oh, I went back to the Wichita Business Journal of Koch family, looking at NFL ownership possibly. And the Wichita Business Journal update with editor Kirk Semenoff. Good morning, Kirk.
Good morning, Steve. The Koch family may soon own 10% of a National Football League team. Julia Koch, the widow of David Koch, who died in 2019, and brother of Koch Company's co-CEO Charles Koch, is looking to make an investment of approximately $1 billion to become a minority owner of the New York Football Giants. The Giants are estimated to be worth $10.1 to $10.5 billion, which would be the largest valuation of an NFL team and break the $6.05 billion the Washington Commanders' new owner paid 2 years ago. NFL owners will have to approve Julia Koch's ownership buy-in. She lives in New York and already has minority ownership stakes in the NBA's Brooklyn Nets and the WNBA's New York Liberty. A much smaller transaction this week happened at the Wichita School Board, which approved the sale of two of the closed elementary schools in 2024. The school district is selling the former Clark Elementary near Lincoln and Governor Streets to Classical School of Wichita. That faith-based school says it will make Clark its upper school campus, not far from its original campus at Kellogg and Woodlawn. The other school sold by the BOE is a former Payne Elementary near Harry and Meridian to a mental health nonprofit named Pixis. Payne went for $415,000, while Clark went for $600K. And a $13.6 million affordable housing development headed for Newton will support a nonprofit's mission to help transition young adults from the foster care system into stable, long-term housing. Ember Hope Youthville helps children and their families through innovating trauma-sensitive programs rooted in faith. Now, Hope Estates housing development will sit on the west side of Ember Hope's 38-acre campus. A groundbreaking is scheduled for October with a completion date in 2026. The development will have 38 units, 20 of them as single-room apartments. Remaining units will have two or three bedrooms. Ember Hope received more than $11.5 million in federal and state low-income housing tax credits. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Kirk Semenoff.
And our business brought to you by Mr. Electric, lighting up the path to your success. So what those schools, what are they going to do with those buildings? Do you know, Kirk?
Well, Classical School will make Clark Elementary the school. Upper school yeah. campus. And then at Payne, they're going to use that for nonprofit work for Pixis. And so I believe it's going to be big enough where they're going to be able to locate some other nonprofits.
How about
there.
That? Today is, of course, National TV Dinner Day, a day to let yourself enjoy a complete meal without having to cook. You know, the first TV dinner was a Thanksgiving meal of turkey, peas, cornbread, dressing, and sweet potatoes.
Well, there you go.
All for 63 cents.
Thank you, Swanson.
Yeah. Company C.A. Swanson & Sons developed TV dinners in 1953 in Tulsa.
As you can tell, I'm a hungry man guy, so I was a double Salisbury steak. Oh,
double?
Double,
you,
oh, yeah.
You get a double?
Nice. Even as a kid, you could get a double. Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Did that come with the hard-as-rock chocolate brownie in the middle, upper
yes.
middle?
Yes, and, oh, yeah. and if you ate the peas, you were taking your life in your own hands. Yes.
Why? What was wrong with the peas?
I just didn't think they were very good.
Oh, well. Put enough butter on them and melt it, it'll be enough, right? It makes everything good. Okay. National, do you do a lot of TV dinners, Kirk, as you're...
Yeah.
Are you?
I never had. I don't think.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly you know what why people it's not, outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Have you ever had Salisbury steak except in a TV dinner?
Yes, that's true. Well, you're right. All right, well, celebrating TV dinners today.
I have a Salisbury steak in my freezer right now.
Really?
I'm still, yeah.
From which decade?
Yeah, probably the 90s.
Been in there for a while, that's for sure.
I'll need it someday.
All right, thank you, gentlemen. Come up. We've got the Glenn Beck program today. Supreme Court to consider whether some of the Trump's tariffs are legal. Top of the hour news this morning, disaster emergency declared for several Kansas counties. If you missed any of today's show, just want to listen again, check out the Odyssey app. Thanks for listening. We are Steve and Ted in the Morning on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS Wichita.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.